and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacy.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, we're talking about a sort of smorgasbord of things. So our first thing is that Kanye West is returning to Twitter.
I guess I'd forgotten that he wasn't on Twitter. Oh my gosh.
Right? I don't think I even knew he wasn't. I just thought he wasn't saying a lot. But he had finally sort of learned to...
But it's Kanye. He has stuff to say.
I mean, because, you know, he's going through changes in his life now, sort of settling down. I thought maybe he was settling down on Twitter. No, not the case.
No.
So, okay. Kanye had been off Twitter for about 11 months and has now...
He didn't even make it a full year.
Shame on him. And now has decided to come back in... I mean, this is almost a typical Kanye sort of style.
I'm going to let you finish, but first I got to send this tweet out.
So he's writing a philosophy book on Twitter. He announced that he was writing a philosophy book, which, again, not super surprising. Kanye always kind of has stuff to say about life. But then he announced... on Twitter as he was tweeting, this right here is the philosophy book. He's sort of not live tweeting. He's tweeting his book in real life, I guess you would say.
And okay, so at 280 characters a tweet, how many tweets is this thread going to be?
Right? You kind of think like everything from now till another 11 months from now or something
wow.
is a book. And I'm just like, this sounds... not a good plan, because even with like writers I enjoy, there are some times where I'm just like, get an editor.
get a better editor. Right.
Where is your editor and what are they doing? Were they napping during this portion of the book? So he's going to clearly not have an editor because he's just tweeting things out. And I'm just like...
Well, and I'm looking at some of the tweets and you know, I mean
they're not terrible.
They're not
so
terrible,
far.
But they're, you know, a little cliche. Get past the past.
Right. Well, like one of the things he tweeted that I liked was, as a creative, your ideas are your strongest form of currency. That's actually a legitimate statement.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, and especially if it's a philosophy book, like philosophy is one of those things that I kind of feel like you need to sort of sit down and rethink over several times before you put it out there. That, you know, people who do philosophy for a living probably spend years coming up with like theories or whatever. Before publishing a book, and Kanye's like, I'm just going to tweet it out as I think it.
Right. This feels a little bit more like proverbs than philosophy,
kind of.
You know, kind of like sound bites of things that pop into Kanye's head.
I mean, it's Twitter, so it can't be much more than that. It's he's got a limited amount of space he can do it in.
Right. But it still feels sort of, it's not like he is using them, you know, okay, so here's the first sentence of my book in this tweet, and then the second sentence and the third sentence.
Right.
These are a little more disjointed than that.
Like, I wonder if, like, he ever does sit down and sort of collect this into an actual printed book, if it would be in order, or if he'd have to go through and put it in order, because it's just sort of like, here's page one, the first line, and now here's page 67, the 23rd line, like, really just sort of jumping around. But, I mean, that's an interesting idea, I think, where... at now that you can tweet a book?
Right. Is it a book? I mean, I guess you could collect it. I guess you could collect it into a book.
But I mean, like, going forward, just the idea that authors might do this, of like, in the same way that musicians have sort of just released their music for free. mm-hmm. at times, mm-hmm. that authors might be like, you know what, rather than having to wait a whole another year and a half before this book is finished, let me just put it out there as it comes along. I can't imagine, like, you just, I don't really write because I somehow find writing painful, but you kind of imagine that authors spend a lot of time revising their writing. So putting it out as you're writing it would be sort of detrimental to that process.
It's interesting. I'll give it that. I mean, and I mean that as actual interesting, not like interesting in the Minnesota sense. But I don't quite know what to say about it. I don't feel like I have... Well, I'm not going to write a book about this because I have no words.
I mean, you could if you're limited to Twitter. Write your Twitter book. I'm sure you'd find something to fill up that many characters.
I find the whole thing intriguing that even anybody would wake up one morning and be like, you know what? I'm going to write a book and I'm going to do it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And here we go. But it's Kanye, so I'm sure he's got a million trillion followers that will read it. And, mm-hmm. you know... Good on ya.
Well, and I like this because, like, with a lot of the artists who I listen to for music, they a lot of times, rather than being like, oh, I have to wait till I have a full album, we'll release a single. Just the one single by itself. And then, you know, maybe a few months later, release another single. And so, you know, after about like 8 months or so, oh, maybe we like collect these and have a few more songs you haven't heard yet. And there's an album.
Right.
But you kind of heard half of this album already because I released it. I'm like, on the one hand... Yes, thank you. If this is someone you like if you're a big Kanye follower, you're probably like, yes, give it to me now. I don't want to wait till you finish this and put it into a book. Like, give it to me as it occurred. Like, I have no patience for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just collect it later and put it out if you want to, I guess.
Right.
Like, that's where we've gotten to as far as publishing, I guess, comes along. Like, and I authors kind of do this too for people who regularly write for things like The New Yorker or whatever, and then we'll later release like a collected book of essays.
Right, or even blogs sometimes get turned into books.
Right, exactly.
This is just a different form of social media now being apparently turned into a book. I don't know.
Right.
Huh.
I kind of now want to know what like the Instagram version of this would be.
It'd be a picture book.
Oh man, someone really needs to do that. Like, it kind of feels almost like, it sounds like, oh, we're doing this now because we've just gotten this technology and this is where technology... But it's actually kind of going back in time almost, because this was how, like...
Serials?
Yeah. Like, yeah. The Sherlock Holmes stories and everything were all released sort of weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to sort of, like, tune in next time to the literal physical newspaper in your hand.
Right.
to find out what happens. So, I mean, I don't know that I would be all like, oh my God, what's he going to tweet next for a philosophy book?
Right.
But if you were doing this for, like... You know, could you imagine if, like, J.K. Rowling had done the Harry Potter books this way?
Ah, so glad that social media wasn't a thing when the first one came out.
I don't know if I would have caught on right away with Harry Potter, because it kind of starts sort of like, what? He's on the where and the what?
Although, this is slightly off topic, but I do love when people make the spoof accounts, like, after the first of the most recent Star Wars movies came out, uh-huh. somebody created the Lonely Luke Twitter feed, and it was just Luke, you know, alone on his planet, and there's the angsty Kylo Ren Twitter feed.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Some people are really creative, and they really do well. So, you know, there are things on social media that I do find hilarious. I don't quite know what to do with this information that you've just given me.
Yeah, I just, again, I'm sort of old-fashioned when it comes to books. I don't even really like e-readers. I'd take one if it was, like, the last thing I had, or if I actually ever did like pick up and go travel the world, then yes, I'd want an e-reader rather than taking like a trunk full of books and trying to change those out in each city or whatever.
Right.
E-reader would be much, much simpler. But normally in my everyday life, I'm like, give me a paper book. Give me something I can physically see and turn the pages and actually has like some amount of mass in my hands. Mm-hmm. What is this little flimsy tablet thingy? I don't want it.
I do both. So. You know, my husband kind of... put a stop to that dithering several years ago on Christmas when he just gave me an e-reader. He's like, here. I was like, well, okay. And I've gotten used to it. Mm-hmm. It is convenient for traveling. I do still like actual books and the turning of the pages and, you know, the smell.
If they ever created an e-reader that you could, like, open as a book and then sort of physically with your hands sort of swipe the pages, I might actually want to try that.
They kind of have it where you can... it's not the same. Well, you can kind of, like... turn the page a little bit by swipe. It's not quite.
But
the
there's nothing.
There's
it's
nothing
still,
that moves.
It's still one just square thing in your hand. It's not like an opened book,
right?
More so
even if
than
you have a cover,
else,
there's nothing on the other side of that cover.
Yeah, more so than anything else, I want the thing that's like sort of equal weights on both sides of my hands. And then we'll see. I don't know.
So
I probably
Stacey,
still hate it.
I think the moral of the story is that Stacey is not going to read a Twitter book.
probably not. I mean, unless you... Yeah, I can't even think of what form of Twitter book would have to be in for me to read it. I really
Until
can't.
The paperback comes out. I'm sorry, Kanye. Stacey will not be reading your book. I'm sure Kanye is like, dang it.
And sorry, Kanye, even then, probably not. Not a big Kanye fan, actually. Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, so sorry, Kanye. We're going to take a break. please come back if you don't hate us. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Thanks for not leaving us.
We really appreciate that. Although our next story is probably something the person about kind of doesn't appreciate, in that Cardi B announced on SNL that she's pregnant.
That I find to be a fascinating way to announce that you're pregnant, because it could be a spoof.
Right?
I mean, it could be just part of a sketch.
But more importantly, people on social media... And Cardi B's, you know, well known for social media. I think that's actually how she got famous. People did not actually react well to this on social media.
Okay. Why? What were they saying?
Oh, just like, how could you get pregnant now, right? As you're just becoming successful, this will be the end of your career.
What?
Things like that. I'm just like,
okay,
hey,
people,
what year do you think we're in?
Unless you are Cardi B's get a grip friend and you are actually in her life as her get a grip friend, this is not your place. You don't get to tell her what she's supposed to be doing with her life. You don't know her.
Right. Well, and also just the idea that, oh, you're pregnant and that means your career is going to, like,
well,
screech
yeah.
to a halt. I'm just like,
exactly.
Yeah, but yeah. We are seriously in 2018, right? Like, did I pause? Did I miss something and we went back in time?
Yeah.
But we still have Twitter?
Like, yeah, but we still...
we went back to the 70s, but we still have Twitter.
It's the 1950s, and yet somehow we still have Twitter.
Oh, man. The Twitter in the 1950s. Can you imagine?
I'd be wearing it. I'd be doing it while wearing pearls.
Mm. Sorry, just okay. But just the idea that, you know, and I think there was a lot of things talking about this and how this was sort of the first kind of negative thing that really happened with Cardi B on social media, and how it's sort of typical, not typical, but kind of how people tend to act towards social media personalities.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, people loved Cardi B because she was just herself and she was just authentic and wasn't trying to be anybody else. And then, oh wait, our person that we love for being authentic in themselves actually has a life.
Right.
I'm not okay with this.
Yeah, so.
You need to be my authentic all the time. You're not allowed to be your authentic. That's not what I signed up for.
Right. We've talked about this before, and just, you know, being a celebrity of any kind, mm-hmm. whether that's a celebrity that's on social media or not, but you know, you put your life out there, and then people,
right,
people like it, they love it, whatever, but then they feel that gives them the right to comment on it, which,
right,
I don't know, that's a complicated one.
I mean, if I want to play devil's advocate, like, you can't expect to always just get, you know, applause and nice things said.
No, of course not.
Especially on the internet. If you're going onto the internet thinking everyone's just going to say nice things about you, get off the internet right now.
Right.
Unplug your house from the internet. That is not how the internet works. But at the same time, this idea that, you know, oh, because I can comment on anything on the internet and most of the time can sort of do it anonymously or mm-hmm. with a fake name, mm-hmm. I can say whatever I want, irregardless of how that makes a person feel, and that somehow that's my right to say
yep.
whatever I want. And it's just like, yeah, but no, but kind of, yeah.
In the future, since the first segment was on books, a book, a Twitter book, mm-hmm. In the future, there are going to be social,
critics?
Well, like, there's going to be books written about this kind of thing. There's going to be psychology books written about this. There's going to be social anthropology books written about this. You mm-hmm. know, there's going to be all kinds of things that are written about this time and how we treated one another on social media.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can't imagine. It's a bit like when, and I'm completely blanking, the 1920s and bootlegging. What was that?
The Prohibition?
Prohibition. That, like, when you were in Prohibition, that probably seemed like such a crazy time, and you couldn't have imagined getting far enough removed in history to look back on that and think, oh, look at how the way things used to be, and we're totally not like that anymore. This mm-hmm. feels that same way. We're so right now in the middle of it that it's very hard to think of this being an era and not, you know, this way forever.
Right.
That something will change, and this won't always be the way it is, and we're going to look back and think, gosh, why were we doing such things like that? Right. It's very hard to keep that sort of perspective in mind
right.
when you're in the middle of it.
When you're in the middle of it, yeah.
But I think also, like, and not that anyone has the right to tell Cardi B what to do with her life. You know, if she wants to get pregnant, she can.
Yeah.
And if she wants to have a kid, that who are you to say she can't?
Exactly.
But
and if it ruins her career, and I don't say that like
right.
as, oh my gosh, a baby will ruin everything. But if for some reason her career takes a different direction, mm-hmm. well, you know, every choice we make in life is going to affect the rest of our lives. Right. So, yeah.
But I mean, it's again, it's like, you know, the 1950s, but with Twitter, it's like, this is the 21st century. Why are we still having this conversation about a woman having a baby? Like, no mm-hmm. one made the comment at all to her fiancé about this, and oh, it's going to ruin his career, and he's already got like 3 kids. So,
and who is her fiance? I don't actually even know.
I forgot his name. It's he's also in the music industry. I forget. So he has the name is a stage name. It's not his like actual name on his birth certificate. But he's already got 3 kids, and their relationship's evidently kind of rocky. But no one's like, oh, he's having another baby, so his career is on the rocks.
Ah.
But even with that, like...
Offset,
yes.
Yes, okay.
But even with that, on the one hand, I hate this idea that, like, oh, having a baby is somehow damaging to a woman's career. But in the last episode, I think we talked about Beyonce performing at Coachella and the fact that she was supposed to perform at Coachella last year but had to pull out because she's pregnant. She was pregnant at the time.
Right.
And it's just like...
There are definite effects that a pregnancy has, but that doesn't mean, you know...
She could have broken her leg
and not been able to perform. You know, right? There's different things that happen in people's lives.
Except it's Beyonce. So I kind of feel like even if she was like heavily pregnant, she still could have gone on stage and killed it. Unless her doctor was like, please don't.
Right.
In which
right.
case, yes, follow your doctor's advice and don't do that. But like you saw with, what's her name? Senator Duckworth, I believe, mm-hmm. who just had the baby and was the first, I think, senator to have a baby while actually as a senator.
Right. And then they've said that babies are now allowed on the Senate floor, so yeah. she can bring the baby, and then somebody tweeted that babies are always on the Senate floor. They've always been on the Senate floor.
Have there ever been adults on the Senate floor? I don't know. But no, just, and I think she had to like propose a bill or something to be allowed to bring her child.
I'm sure.
And it's just like, but why? I don't, what, this has never been like a thing at all that we challenged all the male senators about of, oh, you have a kid and this is gonna, you know, throw your ability to be a senator out the window. It's like, but oh, she has a baby and nothing really changed.
Because it goes back to our ideas about gender stereotypes, and that, you know, if a man has a baby, it doesn't make that big of a deal because he doesn't have to take care of it.
He's not doing the childcare.
And men, some of you are phenomenal
really
at doing childcare. I'm not saying that you don't exist, but we still tend to think of, and of course, if you're breastfeeding a baby, you are the main caregiver, but mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that a baby's not going to interrupt a man's life. We just have to start thinking differently about parenting roles, gender roles,
right,
all of those things.
I read a book, and I can't remember what it was called because I didn't finish it. But in it, sorry.
So she read part of a book.
I've read many parts of books. But in it, the author was talking. He was a somewhat stay-at-home dad. He and his wife both had flexible schedules, so they were each home with the kid one day, and then other days sent the kid off to nursery. But when he was at home with the kid, and the kid was, I think, like 3 or 4, he'd sometimes take it to the park or whatever, and he felt very ostracized because all the other parents at the park with their kids were women, and they were looking at this man with a kid and thinking, who is he, and do I maybe need to call the cops because he's possibly kidnapped this kid? And it's like, no, there are fathers who take care of their kids.
Right.
Why is this still such a strange
concept? I also hate when we refer to fathers parenting as them babysitting. Oh, you're babysitting the kids today? Well, no, that's your kid.
Right. You should be totally taking care of it. I know how to do all that stuff with my kid. Like, yeah. So, yes, what we're trying to say is it's the 21st century. Women can have a child and still totally have a career. Men can stay home and take care of their kids. Get with the times. Terrible people on the internet.
On that note.
On that note, we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our final story is sort of very fitting for the times we're in right now, which is that Jordan Peele, with the help of BuzzFeed, created an Obama PSA about fake news.
Okay.
But it wasn't Obama.
It was Jordan Peele, right?
It was a fake Obama PSA. And it was really quite well done. Like, maybe it's because I knew going into it that it wasn't real, but if you watch it, you can sort of see there's something a little strange about Obama's mouth, that it looks a little weird as he's talking, like, but it's really, like, you couldn't even have done this well probably a couple of years ago. You would definitely have been able to see sort of the digital seams where they, you know, digitally changed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I hadn't known that it was fake going into it, I may or may not have noticed that about his mouth and would have been more concerned of, wait, where are you? Because this looks like you're in a presidential office because you've got like the flag and everything behind you again. But what is going on right now?
So you're saying it's fake news about fake news?
It really is. And it's amazing. So Jordan Peele is actually his brother-in-law is the CEO of BuzzFeed.
Oh.
So he did this with BuzzFeed, and they have this sort of technology where if you have enough like images and video of a person, it can create sort of a digital version of that person that you can make say or do what you want.
Sure.
So it took, I think they said like 56 hours to train this technology with images of Obama before they could make this PSA. And Jordan Peele has, of course, done imitations of Obama, like when he and Key were doing Luther Obama's anger translator, which was very interesting. But in it, they did this to sort of bring up the idea of fake news and deep fakes, which I hadn't actually heard of before. So deep fakes was a thing that came up a while ago because there was a lot of fake celebrity porn that was made with it.
Oh, good Lord.
But that's where this technology comes from, that because you've got, you know, a bunch of images of celebrities, they're photographed all over all of the time. you can then be like, okay, cool. So the computer learns what the celebrity looks like in different positions. And I'm going to use that. And it's just like this, on the one hand, oh my gosh, amazing that technology has gotten to this place and it's allowed us to do, you know, some interesting things in like films with characters being older or younger versions of themselves that we couldn't physically do because the actors one way or the other,
right, and or makeup dead can only take you so far,
right. But on the other hand, now what do I trust when I see it,
right? How do I know that's real? Plus, I haven't said this in a couple of episodes, AI, it's gonna kill us.
Yes. You just want to, you did, you resisted for a couple of episodes.
I resisted, I didn't do it at all in the last episode, but I, you know, I'm gonna open my door one day and some digital thing that looks like President Obama is gonna kill me
or enslave us, hopefully. Maybe, because I mean,
maybe
I don't want to think about that.
I don't know,
but like when you go into this video, it's actually kind of, you can immediately tell, even if you're not watching his mouth, that yeah, this is probably not real, because he starts saying things like Killmonger was right from Black Panther and Ben Carson is in the sunken place, and I haven't seen Get Out, so I don't get that reference at all. And then he says that Trump is a bad word, which I won't repeat, and you're like, yeah, so definitely, yeah,
that's not Obama,
definitely not real. And then the video does sort of go to the side and you can see, yes, this is actually Jordan Peele. And I guess they must have sort of change the audio a bit, because when it's just Obama, it sounds very much like Obama. Mm-hmm. But then I guess once, and maybe this is my brain doing things, once I can see Jordan Peele, it sounds a little different. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if that's, we've changed the audio so you can see, yes, this is really Jordan Peele saying it.
Or if it's,
if my brain just was like, hey, picture of Obama and something sounds kind of like Obama, it's Obama.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, no longer the case if it quacks like a duck and looks like a duck. It's not.
It may be an ox. It's an AI duck.
It may be something completely different. It may be a hacker in a foreign country instead of a duck. Like, what do I do here? This is actually really terrifying, because so much now of how we get our news is on the internet.
Right.
And it's just like, how do I know what to trust? I can't even, like, it's not even, oh, I trust this source because they told me, because who told them? What was their source? Like, they could be repeating something that's completely fake, and just because I trust them doesn't mean that their sources are any good.
Can I just say that I'm older than you, and I'm really happy that I hopefully won't be around when when we end up in a science fiction, when our lives become a science fiction movie of scary, horrible internet scariness.
I just, and I mean, I cannot even think about it. And I'm hoping it's something in the same way where, like, people who are more optimistic than I am, and or, like, people who study the statistics of things say, you know, oh, human beings have always done this, but then it turns out good. Like, what was it? The first scam was sent by, like, Telegraph or something. Have you seen that commercial?
That's awesome. I am a Nigerian prince, and I am telegraphing you.
Right? The Nigerian prince offers us $1 million. All he needs is our social... Like, Social Security didn't exist at that point.
Right.
But that it was actually sent by Telegram. It's like, we immediately take technology...
Yes, we do.
...and be terrible with it, because absolutely, we're human.
Yep.
But we still manage, even beyond that, to, you know, not self-destruct as a society and as a species, so... Hopefully we'll somehow manage to overcome this, even though we've now gotten to a point where fake things seem so incredibly real.
You know, I don't think we can end this episode on such a depressing note. I think we should just do a really quick recap of Kardashian baby names.
Oh my gosh. Do you have them?
I do, because, you know, Khloe Kardashian just gave birth to her daughter, True. Mm. And strangely enough, I think, Khloe... Chloe, Kim, and
Courtney.
I think Courtney might be the most normal.
Yeah,
she does have Rain, which I have a nephew whose name is Rain. But okay, so Kanye and Kim have North, Saint, and Chicago. Northwest, Saint West, and Chicago West.
Right.
There's Dream Kardashian. There's Stormy Webster. Stormy's not too strange. Yeah. True Thompson, no middle name. That's Chloe's baby. Mm-hmm. And then scrolling down, sorry. And then Mason, Penelope, and Rain, just like for Courtney. So it's an eclectic collection.
Bunch, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And Courtney's the only one who's given her child a middle name.
Oh, none of the rest, they don't have middle names?
Which is evidently a Kardashian trait, I guess. I think Kris said that none of her kids have names. So I guess Kim is just Kim.
Interesting.
But that Courtney's the only one who gave the middle name. So True is just True. Saint is just Saint. Which maybe this is why they're all so interestingly named.
Maybe, because they only had really one shot.
Right? You really have to stick out and can't sound like anybody else because there's going to be a problem of overlap there if you don't have a middle name.
You know how your mom would start with you? Like my grandmother would start with her kids, and I'm the youngest of all the grandkids. By the time she got to me, she'd run through her kids, her grandkids. You know, mm-hmm. she couldn't remember the name. Right. I'm just picturing Grandma Jenner, Kris yelling through the Saint, True, Dream. It would sound like she had Tourette's.
Right. Or like I saw when... in one of my newsletters, when Nine West, I guess, declared bankruptcy, and the person who wrote the newsletter, the editor or whatever, put in like, they sometimes put little comments and asides in italics. Uh-huh. And they're like, just think if Kanye had named his child Nine, how different the story would have turned out.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I mean, maybe the ninth one will be called Nine. Like,
might be trademarked. I don't know. Or copyrighted.
But yeah, I mean, I'd want to give my child an interesting name just so that it's not, you know, one of whatever. Because I did definitely have friends in school where it's like, you're Andrew M and you're Andrew A, or you're right. Elizabeth P and you're Elizabeth S.
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
But then at the same time, kids who grow up with strange names, you know, they can't ever find anything with their name on it. They
right.
can't ever,
you know. One of those little like name license plate things or whatever.
No one can pronounce it. No one can spell it.
So it's... It's a toss-up. You go one way or the other.
There are pros and cons.
Exactly. And on that interesting note.
We just couldn't end up... I just didn't want to end on such a depressing note as we were on earlier.
Well, you know what that means now is that the AI is going to have an interesting name when it comes to kill us.
Excellent.
On that note, we're going to end for today. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.